Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. There are firms that still love to use brain teasers. And although Google says it, they don't work, there are still hedge funds who use it. There are still investment firms that use it. There are still managers who like to think of themselves as being clever who use brain teasers as part of their repertoire of interview questions. So here's a fun one that I answer for you today so you can start practicing. If an apple costs 40 cents, a banana costs 60 cents, and a grapefruit costs 80 cents, how much does a pear cost? Ooh, that's enough to make you quake in your boots. Now, I have more at jobsearchcoachinghq.com that will help you get prepared for this nonsense. And it really is nonsense. So visit the site, sign up, let me help you there. But more importantly, ask me questions that are going to where I can help you land your next position. Again, the site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I hope to join. I hope to help you. And in the meantime, enjoy today's show. I'm referred to as the Big Game Hunter because I've been hunting down leaders and staff organizations for 40-plus years. We're going to do a brain teaser this morning, something that actually is asked on an interview by a firm at their interviews. I find this one amazing that someone actually thought of this question, but they did. Firms use it. Let me just review it with you. Excuse me if I just read. An apple costs 40 cents. A banana costs 60 cents. And a grapefruit costs 80 cents. How much does a pear cost? And they think that this is going to determine whether or not someone is going to be a good employee. Insane. But firms do. And the idea here is, what are the commonalities that could be figured out in order to determine how the pricing was established? The name of the fruit is not the distraction here. It's the key. And the key here is the number of vowels. It's kind of like Wheel of Fortune. You know, I'm going to buy that vowel. and apple has how many vowels? Answer 2, hence 40. Banana has how many vowels? 3, hence 60. Grapefruit has 4. So the answer with regard to pear is 2 vowels, 40 cents. Now, what they're really looking for is your thought process, whether you can quickly dissect something for a common point and then take action based on it. Again, no one's hiring you based upon your opinions of fruit. This is a process of quick logic to see whether or not you can solve the puzzle. This is Jeff Altman. Hope you found this video helpful. If you didn't, you're watching on YouTube, share it, click the like button. You know, leave a comment, do something to let people know that you found this interesting and helpful. Now, I also want to encourage you to come over to my website, jeffalpin.com. There's a lot of great content there that I think will be helpful to you with your interviewing. Podcasts of my radio shows, videos from YouTube. There's also previous articles from my e-zine. By the way, sign up for a complimentary subscription to No BS Job Search Advice e-zine, which I publish weekly with advice for job hunters good anywhere in the world. It's a $499 value I give away for free. You can also post your resumes to a lot of sites from mine. There's information about my books and guides to job hunting, positions I'm recruiting for, recommendations of other people's books and guides, just a lot of good content at jeffalpin.com. So come over to the website and go exploring. A few final points. First of all, if you're interested in coaching from me, if you only have a few questions, you might call me through liveperson.com. Again, my name is Jeff Alpin, liveperson.com. I'll answer questions very inexpensively. Next, if you're looking for more coaching than just simply answering a few questions, if you want an ongoing relationship throughout your search, go to vippersonalsearch.com. Again, all one word, vippersonalsearch.com. Find out about my coaching program for job hunters. If we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. I accept connection requests from people worldwide, except if you're a third-party recruiter or in a country known for scams or spam. Finally, if your current firm is trying to hire someone, send me an email at the address below. Let me know who to contact and whether I can mention your name. I'd love to help your firm staff positions. This is Jeff Alpin. Hope you have a great day. Take care.